Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mahalaga na maging aktibo at fit pa rin sa gitna ng COVID-19 isolation, kaya kasama natin ngayong umaga para magbigay ng mga payo ang Bounce Dance Fit Instructor na si Majoy Clemente. Magandang araw, Majoy!
Magandang araw, Claudette!
Kumusta ka, Majoy, sa gitna ng COVID-19?
Nakapag-adjust na kasi it's been almost 2 months now.
That's good. And you're based in Melbourne now, from Sydney.
I have recently moved down to Melbourne from Sydney.
It's work-related, kaya ka lumipat.
It is work-related, yes. I was in Sydney for 8 years and then, yeah, now I'm a Melbournean.
Okay, tell me something about yourself, Majoy. Although natanong na kita ng konti kanina, just for our listeners para mas makilala ka nila. Let's talk about your fitness journey, ano yung trabaho mo. Just share a little something about yourself.
Sure. Originally from the Philippines, I moved to Australia in 2011. So I was living in Sydney for a good 8.5 years and then moved down here to Melbourne for work. When I say work, that's my corporate day job. Mm. So I'm working as an account executive for a BPO industry, managing an energy retailer company. So if you can tell, that work is really sedentary. So in front of computer for 8 to 10 hours a day. Recently, it's been more than that because we're working from home. So the separation of workspace and home space is somewhat not there at the moment. So you tend to work longer hours without realizing it. Yeah, the fitness journey, it started when I moved to Sydney in 2011. So my background really was dancing. And then I joined a gym that offered dance fitness classes. And I thought it was cool to do that, being able to dance. And at the same time, you know, you get the workout as well. So it's like hitting two birds in one stone. So that's how it all started.
And then nagtuloy-tuloy na.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pero syempre mas may malalim na rason kung bakit ka very passionate in health and fitness. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the passion really initially was with dancing, as I've mentioned earlier. Mm. Then I came to learn about dance fitness. And then as you know, with dance fitness, you need to have a good stamina to last an hour of class, the jumping, and it's a high cardio workout. So everything else followed. So for me to maintain the dance, I had to learn about fitness. And then in order for my body to sustain those classes, I realized I need to change my lifestyle to support it.
Mm-mm.
So eventually, I became, instead of the dancing, I became more passionate about the fitness na, overall fitness, not just the dance fitness part, but overall fitness na, and then eventually health, because for you to have a good stamina and for you to have a good endurance, you need to support that with good and proper nourishment in your body. Mm. So health became, health was the last part. So from dance to fitness and then health, and then I'm just passionate about, you know, general health and fitness.
That's good. And nakikita ko sa mga Facebook post mo na meron ka mga online classes ng Bounce Dance Fit. And ito din, nakikita ko, you travel around the world and eat the food you like, which is so good, and you're staying fit.
Yes. I think it's important that we can, you know, you don't restrict yourself so much. You still get proper balance. At times, it's still, you know, you still want to eat food that you would like, sugar and sweet. That's part of life. You need to have that sometimes. But it's also good that you have a proper balance, and then in turn, you burn those calories.
Speaking of being fit, marami sa atin, lalo na yung mga sedentary, yung jobs as you mentioned, nahihirapan maging fit, lalo na itong panahon ng COVID-19. No? Can you give us tips, Majoy, paano tayo, you know, manatiling malusog, healthy, and aktibo pa rin sa gitna ng krisis na ito?
I think it was a big shock for everyone when we had to close down. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the government ordered to close down some of the non-essential services and establishments, and gym is one of them. So I think the health industry, specifically in Australia, we were quick enough to adjust to that situation. And then one of them would be, there's a lot of gyms offering online classes. But before I go to the online classes, your question is about, you know, how can we stay fit? Like most of us are staying home. Most of us are working from home at the moment. So there's a few things that we can do, even as a bahay tayo, to stay fit. So one is do a lot of manual work. So if previously we're so busy because we have to work, we have to travel, we have to go out, Ngayon, simple things like washing dishes instead of using the dishwasher. That's one thing that you can do. And you think that having to stay indoors, you get bored because you don't have many things that you can do. There's a lot that we can do, things that we were putting on hold for a really long time because we keep on saying we don't have time. Now is the time to do them, like garden, balcony, clean those things. Yun yung mga perfect opportunity that, you know, you get to do the household chore and then you get your body to work out as well.
Kasi gumagalaw.
Kasi gumagalaw. Ha, yes. Another thing is, when the restrictions came into play, going out for exercises is still considered an essential activity. So we can still go out.
Yeah.
We can still, you know, we can still do runs, jogs in nearby parks, but of course, maintaining the distance. One thing as well that you can replace, if you know, when you do your groceries and when you have to run essential errands, if the markets are just within the reasonable distance, you can walk it instead of driving or taking the tram. So those are the simple replacement that you can do with your daily activities that you think they're simple, but then they can really make a big difference in your body and, you know, you staying active and fit during this time. And lastly would be the online classes. I did mention the fitness industry is very quick to act and adapt to the changes in the current situation. So one positive thing about this, while we're in this COVID-19 situation, are the online classes. So several gyms, different instructors, including myself, we've started doing online classes because, as you know, doing your own workout at home can be boring and sometimes you need motivation, lalo na kapag mag-isa ka lang. So online classes, you get a feel that you're still working out with the rest of, you know, with other people, which is where you can get motivation from, but then it's just in the comfort of your own home. So that's the beauty. That's one thing that we can all think about as something positive despite everything that's happening in our environment.
Wala ka ng excuse na hindi mag-workout kasi may online workout na.
Sa bahay ka na lang, sa sala mo, diba?
Yun yung tanong din, staying motivated, paano ba? How can we stay motivated at home? Kasi most of the time, parang nakakatamad kasi nga, pag sa bahay ka parang, I just wanna rest, parang ganun, gusto ko lang mag-Netflix. Pero yung motivation mo, ma-joy talagang 100%. So how do we get that motivation?
I have to be honest, it's not easy. It's hard, especially when you lose track of the why. Pero always remember that with everything that's going on right now, it's good to keep your mind off the things. And doing something like exercises or, you know, as I've said, online workout, it doesn't only help us physically, but mentally as well. During this difficult time, mental health is equally important as our physical health. So I know there's a lot of stress with unemployment rate going up. There's a lot of people being laid off in their jobs. Doing something like exercise, you're hitting a lot of birds in one stone. It helps you with your mental health, with your physical health. It keeps you busy. And when you're busy, less time to get bored, less time to go to the kitchen and grab something from the fridge. It's easy to get bored. And then the first thing that you think of, I want to get something to eat.
I can relate so much. Ayan. At nasagot mo na, why do we have to stay fit? Because it's good for our mental health as well and physical health.
And also, staying fit means your body becomes stronger to fight off any possible illnesses. And keeping it that way, our chances of getting impacted by this pandemic would be really low. And we stay fit for our loved ones as well. So they won't have to worry about us.
And yeah. Majoy, meron ka mga online classes. And can you tell me a little something about Bounce Dance Fit?
Bounce Dance Fit, it originated in UK. It's 5 years old now. It's a dance fitness class. So it's a high cardio workout. So for those who don't like running or who feel like running can be boring or running is too much, this is a different way of exercising without feeling or thinking that you're exercising, because the songs that we're using in the classes, they're songs that everyone knows. You can sing along with it. It's not an actual dance class. I just need to clarify that because people would say, hindi ako marunong sumayaw. You don't need to know how to dance to join this class because the steps are really basic and you're just using the form of dance to be able to exercise. Particularly for this program, you use five styles. So everyone would know what hip hop is. So that's part of the of the program. You dance to the songs of commercials. So there's five different styles. Mm-hmm. So hip hop is one of them. Commercial is another. It's just really like a combination of jazz and hip hop that you would normally see in music videos and yung mga sinasayaw na mga backup dancers na mga popular artists nowadays. And then you also have house. House is it's a type of music from the 70s and the 80s. Obviously, if there's a song, there are dance steps to it. So that's part of it, house. The other one is Vogue. You'd probably associate Madonna when you hear the word Vogue. And that's because the Vogue dance style came into life because of Madonna. So it's like different poses. That's how it is. Dance step shot that includes poses and not necessarily sexy, but that's just really poses and really sharp movements, like what you probably saw in the Madonna's music video. And lastly is whacking. So whacking, kasi people would probably think kapag dance fitness class, majority ng movements nang gagaling sa lower body, sa lower part ng body, like feet and legs. Whacking balances the entire program kasi whacking is an arm and shoulder movement. So adding whacking in this program really balances to give you a whole body workout.
Yeah. I've joined your classes last 2017 twice and I really enjoy the voguing.
Yeah. It will really give you a good cardio workout and you really sweat. So if you're up for a good sweat without feeling so much that you're exercising, because it means it's a mindset ng tao, doing an exercise is hard because you think about what? Squat, planking, alam mo, yung mga mahihirap na movement. But it doesn't have to be that way.
You can enjoy it.
Yes, you can enjoy it. You can sing along with the music. You can sing with, you know, Michael Jackson songs, Madonna songs, and Bruno Mars. So it's versatile.
And finally, Majoy, how can they access if they want to try Bounce Dance Fit?
There's few instructors offering the classes. So my one is every Saturday at 1 p.m. You can just search Bounce Dance Fit in Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
Or the website, Bounce Dance Fit website, so bouncedancefit.com. Just one whole straight word. I mean, it will give you the classes available for you to join.
Encouragement naman sa ating mga tagapakinig about their health.
I would say think about the why behind the things that you're doing. And I think everyone knows when you think about the word health, you know that it's important. But you really need to understand the why you think it's important. So when you think about yourself, when you think about your family and your loved ones, and why you have to keep healthy, especially during this difficult time, then you know everything else will follow. You know you will do the right thing.
Maraming salamat sa mga payo, Bounce Dance Fit instructor, Majoy Clemente.
Thank you, Claudette.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.